You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of Proverbs, chapter 11 and verse 28. He that trusts in riches shall fall, but the righteous shall flourish as a branch. He that trusts in riches shall fall. This is the word of the Lord. If you trust in riches, you will fall. But you see, there's always a problem that men have with riches. When they hear things like this, they just begin to wonder, so don't we need riches? Don't we need work? Should we not eat? And so on. That is not the issue. You can use things without trusting in that thing. But men find that very difficult to do. Whatever becomes useful to a man, there is a tendency for that man to trust in that thing. And that is idolatry. If you read Psalm 62 verse 10, he says, if riches increase, set not your heart at it. God can increase riches, but you should not set your heart at it. And riches is for a purpose. It is this generation that I see that preachers are always talking about riches without purpose. They're always talking about for you to be rich. And I'm even asking them, who told you I want to be rich? A man was saying that hard work can only give you food, but to be rich, you need the blessing of the Lord. Now, the question is, the Bible also says having food and raiment, we should be contented. So, if my hard work can feed me, who told you I want more than that in life? I don't know where they have this assumption that everybody wants riches. We actually do not need riches. What we need is for our needs to be met. Now, but if God wants to do anything and he needs funds, let's say, for example, there's a project and $10 million is needed. God will raise his child, enable one of his children to have that 10 million, and that person will willingly want to give it. It's no problem. That person in reality is not richer than the other believer that have just $100 in his or account. The issue is not riches. The danger with riches is that you want to trust in it, because you feel that you can do a lot of things. Have you not heard even pastors boasting that if you say anything against them, they will sue you to court? Because you know why? They have money. They can get the best of lawyers. They know you don't have money, so they know they can deal with you. They can even lock you up in jail. And some pastors have done that to oppress people and lock them in jail. They know those people can't fight back. They know those people don't have money. You know why they are doing that? They trust in riches. But the Bible says, he who trusts in riches shall fall. God does not want us to trust in riches. Riches is always looking for ways for you to trust in it. Do you know that if you have money, if a challenge comes, you first of all think of what you have in bank account? But if you are broke, you think of heaven. You think of the power of God. But what God is saying is this: can you have riches and yet you will have absolute trust in me and absolutely no trust in that riches? You know, I have to be honest with myself. In as much as the ministry needs money, we need a lot of things, I realize that money in itself can really not do ministry. I give you an example. If God should give me $1 million today, and the Holy Spirit is not ready to bless or win a single soul through me, I can spend that $1 million organizing crusade, get the best of equipment and TV time. And at the end of the day, not one single person will be saved. Did you see now that that money is useless? It is actually when God is ready to work that money becomes useful for the logistics of the work of God. So we are not in any way against money or against riches. What the scripture is saying is that you must not trust in riches. A righteous person will flourish because he does not trust in riches. If you want to flourish, trust in God. Thank you for listening. Our number is +234 818 615 7852. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.